Emergency services participate in high casualty simulation. Jamestown Public Schools reports kindergarten enrollment. And this is the latest in your news from NewsDakota.com. I'm Warren Abrahamson reporting. Several emergency services participated in a triannual simulation at the Jamestown Regional Airport on Monday, August 15th. Airport manager Katie Hemmer says the simulation is held to meet standards set by the Federal Aviation Administration.
So part of our what they call Part 139 certification, which is every commercial airport's requirement. So in order for us to have commercial airports, every 3 years, we must do a full-scale mass casualty exercise. The requirement is that you have the largest aircraft that serves your airport. In our case, that's a 50-seat CRJ-200. And we will have a simulation for 50 passengers and 3 crew members in a crash event. And then the response will start at following that crash call.
Hemmer says all levels of emergency services got involved. You can read more online at newsdakota.com. Jamestown Public Schools Superintendent Dr. Rob Leck reports the latest kindergarten enrollment numbers are closer to the expected annual enrollment. Dr. Leck says they have around 130 kindergarten students, with 33 at Gussner, 33 at Lincoln, 33 at Roosevelt, 14 at Washington, and 14 at Louis L'Amour.
So escalating pretty nicely since late April when we first started having a conversation about kindergarten enrollment. So that's nice to see that progression, although I say we will need to have some conversations about what the registration process, you know, how we're communicating, how we are engaging with the public to make sure that they are coming in for registration so we know about them before August.
And North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum says he'll work with legislators on a bill next session to, quote, guarantee that the opportunity exists for students and elected governing bodies to say the Pledge of Allegiance if they choose. The Republican governor's announcement comes after the Fargo School Board last week announced plans to stop reciting the pledge on the grounds that it doesn't align with the district's diversity code. That's your news. I'm Warren Abrahamson reporting.